Mesechtas Bikurim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Hifresh Bikurov, Umachar Sadehu. If someone designated his Bikurim, so he picked the first fruit from one of the Shivas Aminim, let's say grapes, and he's planning on bringing it to the base of Migdash, Umachar Sadehu, and then he sold this field. And he can no longer say the words that I'm thanking you for the land that you have given me. So the lach is maybe being a carry. He'll bring Bikurim, but he's not going to be carried. He's not going to say those psukim when he brings it. So we're continuing the list over here of cases that are maybe being a carry. Vashani, and the second person who purchased the field from him, from that same species that the first person already designated Bikurim, for example, grapes, the purchaser, the second person here, he can't bring Bikurim from grapes anymore, according to the Tanakhama. Maybe Vikari, but from a different species, let's say figs, that have not yet been designated from this field for Bikurim, he can bring maybe Vikari, and he can see the Psukim, because he now owns the field. But grapes, you can't have two people bring the same species from the same field. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af me'esei amin, maybe Vikari, even from the same species, as long as it's two separate owners, it's only a problem when the same person wants to bring Bikurim twice from the same species, then you can't do. But if Rabbi Yehuda holds, if it's two separate owners, then he could bring Bikurim from the same species that the first person brought. Mishnah Ches. Hefresh Bikurim, if someone separated, he designated the Bikurim, but before he got to bring it to the base of Migdash, he lost it for several different cases of how he lost it. Either Nivzazu, it was taken from him by force, Namaku, or if it rotted, Nignavu, it was stolen from him in the middle of the night, someone took it and he doesn't know where it went. Avdu, if he lost it. Aishanitmu, if it became Tame. In all these cases, maybe Achirim Tafteim, he has to bring other Bikurim in its place. He's responsible to provide a replacement Bikurim. Ve'ena Kaira, but he does not say the Psukim because he can't say the line that Meireshis Pri Adama for the first fruits of the land. This is not the first fruit. The first fruit was designated before, but it got lost. Ve'ashnim, and these second fruits that he's bringing as a replacement, if a non-Kayan eats them, he's not going to have to pay an extra fifth, which is usually the penalty for a non-Kayan who eats Bikurim. But here, these replacements don't have that penalty if they're eaten by a non-Kayan. However, that's only if it was lost or became Tame before he brought it to the Har Bais. But Nidmu Ba'azar, once he brought it up to the Azara, the courtyard, in the Beis HaMikdash, and then it became Tamei. So here, he's not responsible to get replacements. Rather, Nefitz, he should just spill out the fruit, which are now Tamei, and they can't be eaten anymore. And he gives just the basket to the Kahanim. The Kahanim get to keep the basket from Bikurim. V'ena Kairei, and he does not say the Psukim in this case.